I really don't even want to think about the shit. I didn't buy no gift. I did buy gifts. I bought, first off, let me intro this by saying that the boys are back. You know what I'm saying?
We are here. Caught up in convo.
Right. I talk to my dog Manny every day in the group chat, but one-on-ones like this, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's rare. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said,
hope y'all enjoyed the first one.
Facts. I seen some likes on the first one, man. I think they're rocking with it. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But
this one we're definitely changing up the vibe from that first one. We're going in a different direction. So that was just to, you know, test the water, set the tone, figure everything out.
Facts.
Now we hitting the ground, we moving now.
Yeah, now the first one definitely was a tester, just to, you know, test the vibe between me and you. It came out really good too. I really liked the first episode. Feel me? I listened back to it a couple times, sounded good, it meshed well, so shit, we back, man.
Yeah. You know, we're here to give the people what they want.
Oh my god, I wish I had that drop here, bro. I gotta add so many new drops in.
You guys gotta put me onto the drop system and how y'all do it.
No, I got you. I'm gonna put you on.
I'm about to go crazy with the drops. I'm about to go crazy.
Don't tell nobody. I'll put you on. But yeah, man, like I was saying, Christmas is Crimma is right there. I haven't bought no gifts. Literally, I bought, like I said the other day, I bought my girl the A Boogie tickets for her birthday because she loved A Boogie. And real. I bought her some dunks for Christmas. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, cool. Here's Christmas. Here's birthday. Boom. This weekend, we going to some spot called Shanghai in the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? I heard it's popping.
I never heard of Shanghai. You gotta let me know. I'm always in the Bronx, so
it's some spot called Shanghai Red. Apparently, it's like a Chinese buffet that got hookah. I'm not sure. I don't know how these things work. But,
that is insane. I definitely need to go there.
She said it was lit though.
Like a brunch spot or something, or
they do brunch on Sundays only, I think. But it's like a nighttime type of vibe. It's like a restaurant, but
with hookah.
You know, gotta have a little hooks.
If I'm at a Chinese buffet and there's hookah and then like some dance hall playing, like they're playing Shenseea.
Oh yeah, they do play, bro. Because the last time she was there, they was playing like Barrington Levy and Mad Life. Like they was doing a whole set in the spot.
Oh my god!
What kind of place is this? What kind of establishment?
Black Chinese own that place?
It's possible.
Yeah, you know? What is going on?
Wow! Like the establishment is crazy, but I'm actually really excited to go. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I ain't go out in a little minute. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I need to go out. I might go out this weekend and see if I still got it.
That's what I was saying, man. When Armand, you feel me, when he comes back from doing what he does, we got to link up like top of the
year. We got to throw like a big group thing and just go crazy and see what happens.
Facts.
Hopefully, I don't have to black out and take the Metro North back home.
Nah, niggas definitely need a fella's day out type shit.
That's
definitely needed. You know what I'm saying? But man, the year's coming to an end, man. We winding down. Albums have just dropped. We recently got A Boogie. SZA dropped her highly anticipated album.
SOS.
Boy.
Have you tuned in?
Have Flex Bomb for that.
To be honest, let me look at the track list. I have not been able to finish it. But it's only because, I can't, it's because, bro, what I do all day, I'm not trying to, it's not that I'm not trying to hear that, mm-hmm. but it's like, it'll just like kill the vibe. Like I need more up-tempo, but I wanted to hear this album really bad. Like I think I stopped listening around song 11. Like every time I get to it.
Yeah. What's song 11 looking like?
That's the smoking on my X-Pack.
Oh, okay. She, I feel like she went on a run around then.
Yo, Snooze, I had to run back like 8 times. Like, that's one of my favorites so far. Snooze and Blind.
What's my favorite? Too Late is probably my favorite track on this album. Oof. Smoking on My X-Pack is dope. She got a song that sounds like some like Avril Lavigne, like Taylor Swift.
I forgot to hear that one. Song I that heard that one.
That's probably one of my favorite joints on there too. I was like, boy, the streets need this. Like, streets need a little Taylor Swift vibe from SZA, man.
That Shirt song, fire. I think I played it on my last mix. I don't remember if I did, but if I did, I played like a YouTube version where it was like the leak just doubled. So if y'all heard that was what that was. Yeah, but I Hate You, you know, that was like the single that came out fucking 2 years ago or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Good Days is still fire.
Yo, the thing about Good Days, when Good Days came out, I was like, oh, cool. I'm going to be hype. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be calm. You know, it's a good, you know, chill song. I've been depressed ever since Good Days came out.
Damn, it's been bad.
I'm like, God damn it, SZA, you got me.
That's OD. I really like this album though, because it's really her just being like, yo, my life is a mess without my ex.
Yeah, that Snooze song is so good though. Like, I don't even remember how it goes or what she's talking about, but I just know once I heard it the first time, I just had to keep running. That's probably the reason why I didn't finish the album, because I put that one song on. Yeah, I put that one song, kept running the back.
Nah, I ain't going front, man. This album, it makes me, as a man, it makes me happy, because it's like, cry, your life is terrible. I like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels good. You know what I'm saying? She's not out here pretending to be, pretending like shit is cool. She's being up front and forward like, yo, I'm fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And I like that. Shouts to, I'm going to drop a flex bomb for SZA. Shouts to SZA for the honesty.
But here's the one thing. We're never going to know who she's talking about.
No.
And she's known to be a liar. Mm. She could be lying this whole time. We don't know.
Damn. SZA, is this you?
Let me tell you something. You're a liar.
There it is. I was hoping you had this. I don't know. She's been known to lie before.
Yeah. SZA, is this you too?
He's a liar. He's a fugazi. He can make it look good. He make it look better than what it is. That's all he do.
Yeah, that's all she do.
Yeah, but her she's going on tour, and she's gonna be in MSG in like March. Definitely in there. I'm definitely using SeatGeek promo code
BAT.
Yes.
BATPOD for $20 off the first order.
$20 off. And I'm not paying for it. I refuse. Yo, somebody better pay for that. So, you know, beautiful women out there, if you feel me?
Holla at him, man.
Yo, that A Boogie album, though?
How do you feel about it? The King of the Bronx? Oh.
I'm just glad A Boogie gave us 2016. That's my review on this album. It's like, it's, you know, A Boogie's like hip hop D Rose. Like, bro, his highs was high. But on the first song, it starts so good. But then, like, there's parts where you don't even understand what he's saying. Like, you're sitting there and you're like, he got the auto tune on, he got the fucking echo effect. He sounds like he's underwater. And then he got the effect where he sounds like he's on a megaphone, all happening at once. And you're sitting there and you're like, I don't even know what he's saying on this line right now.
Damn. Like,
I wanted it to be good. If you see me in the chat, you seen how I ride for A Boogie, but
A Boogie, man.
But you know, I gotta shout out Little Sims album. She Who? Just dropped it on. Her name is Lil Sims. She's from London.
Okay.
She just dropped her album yesterday, and she's like a rapper. But bro, she's rapping over like live instrumentation. She got Cleo Soul on the hooks for some of these songs, going crazy.
Oh, that's your bag right there.
Yeah, that's my whole bag. So You know, it's just like it's a new like rap album that you haven't really heard before. Like she's rapping, and it's not trash. Mm-hmm. There's no samples, and all of the like, bro, there's trumpets on there, mad violins. I think I heard a cello.
Yeah, nah, I'm gonna have to tap in. Yeah, honestly, bro, sure. UK artists make really great bodies of music, and it don't get talked about enough.
Bro, the Storms, the album that came out a couple weeks ago, some of the best music I've heard all year on that album.
Yeah, you've been bringing up Stormzy. Dave had a really good album last year.
Yeah.
One of my favorite albums of all time, I will say that here, is what's my boy? Jay Huss, Big Conspiracy. Mm-hmm. It came out in 2019, and he hasn't put no music out since.
But they all do that. Like, for some reason, every UK artist, like, they'll drop something and then won't drop for years.
Yeah.
And then, like, you don't really, like, Stormzy, I think this is his first album since, like, 2018 or 17 or some shit like that. Or even, maybe even sooner.
This nigga Jay Huss, when I tell you Big Conspiracy is one of the best albums, complete, yep, start to finish, one of the best albums I've ever heard. And then he just disappeared. Like, this nigga, like, went to Ghana or some shit and became, bro, like, a local man. I was like, yo, what?
But, I mean, I guess maybe that's just the UK. Maybe they make more money off of music over there or something like that. I don't even know, but.
Mm. No, we need to, we might need to dive deep and explore the UK music scene. What's really going on?
Yeah, I wanna know, like. Yeah. Oh, do they just make all the tracksuit money and then they go, you know what? This is enough. Yeah. They have enough money for a tracksuit and a knife and they call it a day.
Or a skang, whatever that means. Ain't a skang, yeah, a burner. Shouts to my dog Central C.
Oh, that freestyle where he explains things?
Mm-hmm. Fire.
We needed the clarity.
We need, but I don't know. I think that might be too much for the people. I was about to be like, we need like a UK episode where we just like, it's straight UK.
Some
like UK R&B, Afro beat, Afro swim, whatever it is. Like top to bottom is straight London. You know what I'm saying?
I love the idea and I'm not going to hold you. We definitely gotta tune in and do one of those. Because bro, think about like, there's so many fire artists from there that we can pull from and shit.
Nah, real shit. The thing is, like, that's something I really want to do, but I don't know if the listeners would, like, I'm still trying to, like, gauge their taste. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time I be wanting to put a Soca song in the mix, and I'm like, I don't know if y'all rock. I don't know if y'all rock with this the way y'all say y'all do.
Yeah. we going to see. That's the thing. Like, we don't have a limit on the episodes, so we can just keep going, keep trying, seeing what people like, and even if they don't like it, somebody's gonna like it. Somebody's gonna lie, so that's all we need.
Nah, that's
the fact. Reassurance of a lie.
That's facts, man. Let's not hold it up. Let's get into the first act. Yes. Who goes first? Me.
You. All right, you went first the last time. I'll take it over this time. You know, set the stage.
Y'all, here we go, man. Manny's gonna take over first act. BAT Sound Volume 2.
Here we go.
Coming back at you, man.
Turn it up!
Man, I need a little sound to break in between. I might just have KP chop like this up without the music, just to throw out there.
Oh, and have it like as a shorter type of pod?
Yeah. Like on like just a, like a music pod, music based,
yeah.
Without the music, just to throw out there. But it is like because it sounds good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for 100%. For the second segment, you want to talk about like the fucking oh my god, what are like the wrap ups?
All for the year, they put them out already.
No, like do you have one? Like, what do you use? Spotify or Apple or whatever?
I use app. My wrap up is terrible, but we gonna talk about it.
Let's break down the wrap ups then.
My wrap up is terrible. Matter of fact, I'm gonna say
PlayStation put out their wrap ups too. Like, you can get like your. What you've played this year and shit like that, bro. I play no video games, bro. Damn, I have on the year, I have 224 hours of playing video games.
Damn.
Bro, my friends, they sent theirs. I have one friend, he had like 1500 hours or some crazy shit like that. I was like, God damn.
Well, y'all niggas be finding this time for him, man.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
Hold on, let me see here. I know.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my rap
body. This shit is nasty. I'm actually ashamed of this shit. Niggas is gonna cut my ass, man.
Bro, it's not worth some money, bro. Andrew Tate would kick me in the chest if he saw my rap.
Hold on, you want me to bring it back?
Yeah, I got mine. I got mine loaded up.
Yeah, I got mine too. All right, but
turn it up.
All right, man. First act was smooth. It was swell.
Fire, even.
Some might call it fire. Some might Soulja Boy might call it Fugo. You know. But we here, man. We'll in between the break, we were talking about our wrap ups for the year. Everybody has their, you know, it's end of the year. Everybody does their Spotify Wrapped. They do the podcast one and the music one.
Yo, you guys killed it, by the way, on the podcast one.
Oh yeah, now the podcast one was crazy.
Absolutely went nuts.
Niggas had MVP numbers. Those niggas have MVP numbers, man. Yeah.
I'm not gonna hold you. We did. I did one on mine because I think this year I've only put out like two episodes before I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even gonna hold you. I was kind of shocked. I was shocked by what I found.
And you was putting in work.
I mean, there was like a stat where it was like I was in the top 40% of. Look, I'm. So I created 186 minutes of content,
which is
more than 60% of people in the country. And I was sitting there, and I'm like, bro.
How can that be?
I'm sitting here, I'm like, wait, did nobody do nothing?
You niggas just killing, boy.
Bro, they had a whole year. Bro, me being better than 60% of people is insane.
With two episodes?
Yeah, with two episodes. I was like, oh, here we go. Y'all went crazy. Y'all put up AI numbers.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, man. The funny thing is, I was like, KP was like, bro, he was like, those are just the Spotify numbers. Like, if you looked at everything else, like, everything else is crazy.
Insane.
Too.
Yep.
Yeah, nah, niggas had a big year, man. I can't even front about it.
Yeah, but y'all put the work in, too. So,
I definitely appreciate that, man. I mean, the work at this point is niggas and people be laughing because I be talking in basketball terms, but we run a run and gun offense here. Like,
and Mike D'Antoni,
we run a Mike D'Antoni offense, man. Yeah. We don't go too far into the bench, we barely go to the bench, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Hey, but, let's get into our replays here. How about you start it off, Eve?
Oh my god. All right, so please do not make fun of me, y'all. My replays for the year. Oh boy.
Does it say how many songs you listen to?
I just got the screen. Well, matter of fact, let me see if I got the whole shit. How can I find the entire thing? Do I have to go to Apple? So
go to Safari and then type in like Apple Music year in review.
Yeah, all right. So
and then like it'll take you there.
Apple Music replay. All right, boom, replay music. Get started. Now I'm very ashamed of this, man. Because some songs. All right, and let me preface this by saying a lot of the songs I was listening to this year was I was just on YouTube listening to mad like reggae.
That's mixes, a fact. You type in like one song and then you'll hit in like mix, and then it'll like bring up like, bro, my YouTube numbers are way different.
Yeah, nah, my YouTube algorithm, wild. You know what I'm saying? It's insane, but it's good. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not gonna make fun of my YouTube algorithm, but my Apple algorithm is very, como se dice, I don't even know what to say. This is just wild, man. I'll say that. So let's see. I'm going to play the highlight reel. As you can hear, Fab in the back.
Oh, my God.
These made it big. Hold on. Let me see. Total minutes, 11,718 minutes of music played. Right? Every year needs an anthem. What was my anthem this year? Let's see. No Bobby V by Jim Jones, Mano, and Fabulous. It says I played it 304 times.
Whatever hoes were listening have ran off by now.
they have scattered. An artist who sets the tone for me, Jim Jones. A total of 825 minutes of Jim Jones was played.
They are petrified.
An album you kept on repeat.
Don't tell me it's what more album Jim did Jones. I keep
on repeat. The Lobby Boys album with Jim Jones and Mano was my most played album according to Apple.
This is terrible. 296 plays. John, what are your top three albums?
Oh man, I'm gonna get to it. Don't worry. Oh, okay, my top genres: hip hop, R&B and soul, hardcore rap, East Coast rap, and just rappity rap.
Are you 75? Were you there when hip hop was invented?
Boy, when I tell you. All right, so you said what was my top album?
Mm-hmm. Top three albums.
Let me see. Does it say? Oh yeah. Okay, so number one, Lobby Boys. Number two, Gunna, DS Forever.
What a change. What a change.
Number three, Her Loss with 123 plays. Definitely gave that a lot of burn in the 4 weeks that it's been out. Number four is Jimbo World. Shouts to my dog, Jimbo World from Florida. He put out an album. This just got the single that I was playing off of there called Get Money, Get Paid, a real anthem. You feel me? That's how you sometimes you just got to listen to a song like that, Get Money, Get Paid, to really just motivate you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And my fifth album was Montega by French Montana.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, this is the sickest list of music that anyone's listened.
My top 10 artists. Jim Jones, number one. Drake, number two. Fabulous, number three. Lobby Boys, number four.
Oh, my God.
Mano, number five. Gunna, number six. Tory Lanez, number seven. French Montana, number eight. 21 Savage, number nine. And 10. If you could guess 10, I'll give you $20.
Do I get like a hint of like what genre?
Hip hop,
all right. Fuck. Young Thug?
The Alchemist.
I would have never guessed. I would have never guessed The Alchemist. Wow.
ALC is number 10, man.
Wow.
So yes.
What a list. Hip hop.
Hip hop.
Yo, my wrap up, not even close to being on the same like spectrum of what you listen to. Like, it's insane.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right, so it says this year I've listened to 4,219 songs. These are the top five.
Let's see.
Drake, Tex Go Green, Banger, Song of the Year. A Keeper by Drake. I guess, honestly, never mind. I guess I played that a lot on Apple Music. Bro, Gasoline.
I gave that album one spin, and I was like, all right, cool. Like, it was not that I don't like it. I know, but summertime, I don't know. I feel like I wasn't really out like that in the summertime.
I gave it a lot.
I was like, it's cool.
Well, Gasoline by The Weeknd, number three. Currents by Drake, number four. Calling My Name, number five. I don't understand how that's like top. I don't even remember listening to those songs that much, to be honest.
Shit, I don't remember listening to 800 minutes of Jim Jones, but it happened.
All right, this year I've listened to 1,101 artists. These are the top five.
Top five.
You got Drake at number one. The Weeknd number two. Cleo Soul number three. Party Next Door number four. And then Lucky Day number five, where I'm sitting and I'm like, Lucky Day.
I mean, that sounds on brand for you though.
Well, yeah, I guess. He did drop one of the best albums of the year. So I guess. I still Future was number six.
There we go. Now we get into the real.
Yeah.
Future
was, there was a this,
which is crazy.
There was a 5-minute difference between Lucky Day and Future.
Damn.
So just think about that. 21 Savage number seven.
I see you just had to listen to Life is Good one time. You would have been
one more time.
Future would eclipse Lucky Day.
All right. I played 514 albums. These are the five that stood out.
Man.
Honestly, Never Mind number one. Her Loss number two. Dawn FM number three. Candy Drip by Lucky Day number four. And then Bad Bunny's album number five.
Round of applause for that, man.
You know?
Not mad at that. One dude.
Well, Gimme the Aux, you're in good hands.
Yeah, that's better than what I was playing. Way better than what I was playing.
Giveon was number six, by the way.
Giveon is here. You really rock with Giveon, man. I haven't. Can't do it, man. I don't hate him.
His last album was fire. I think if you listen to what he's saying versus how he sounds.
That's experience. The thing. It's like, boy, why you sound like that?
He was saying something crazy on the last album. Yeah. But the best part about his rollout for the last album, Justine Skye put out a song after like she found out that he cheated or whatever, called Lie. And then on the same day, he dropped a song called Lie Again.
Oh, I was about to say, did he drop a song called Truth?
No, that's fine. He dropped a song called Lie Again, and then he went crazy on it. That's R&B right there. He's bringing back the vibes. Exactly.
We need that.
And then her song was trash, so he just, you know. Yeah. Like, how you do that?
That's like, you remember when him was a thing? When her used to put records out and him would come through and do the opposite?
He would remake the beat, do it like his way, and then make a response to what she was saying. I wonder whatever happened. We need to get him on the show.
By a different name or some shit. Did he have an identity or not?
I think he had to change his. I don't know what it is, but I think he did have to change his name.
We're gonna find him, man.
We need to get him on here. He'll definitely pull up too. Like, there's no way he's not busy, but.
That nigga is not busy, man. Him.
We got to see what he's up to.
Yeah, nah, definitely.
Because look at, like, her blew up. Like, I wonder if he made, like, a response to her last album. Her's last album.
That nigga, him, was really trying to ride the coattails. Like, he was really holding on for life. Like, yo, nah.
It was working, though. The fact that it was work, like, it was actually fire. Like, it didn't. It worked.
Nah,
and then she was just fed up. She was like, yo, who is this guy?
I'll be fed up too. I'm like, yo, nah, bro. Like,
I get it.
Off my shit.
I get it, but like, if it's fly, you know, you got to let it rock. But she refused. She was like, nah, fuck out of here. I'm not doing that.
I'm out here, nigga. I'm Gabby. I'm out here playing this guitar.
With her sunglasses on?
Yeah. I'm like, boy. Yeah. Boy. We'll let you get in the way, shitting me.
Yeah, that's true. We need to get him on here.
Hey, look, let's see. We'll use our resources, put our heads together, see if we can get him on the show, man.
That would be fire.
definitely need to see if we can get him on the show. For sure, for sure. But hey,
let's get into your mix. It's your turn now.
Look, I know I've scared y'all, the hoes that were here. If I've scared y'all away, my apologies. Please, please come back. Come back. You know what
I'm saying? You can change.
Yeah, nah. If I scared you away, my apologies. I promise this mix will not scare you away. if Manny has seen the list, he can testify.
For so, sure. You know,
come on back. It's okay. I'm not going to scare you with 10 hours of Jim Jones and Mano. I got a nice
the lobby boys.
Yeah, nah, no lobby boys on this list, I promise. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into it and we'll be back, man. Mahalo at y'all.
Turn it up.
All right, man. If y'all are still here, if I haven't scared you away with my playlist, I definitely want, I'd like to say I appreciate you. After sharing my replay, thank you for still tuning in and sticking beside me and not running away. You know what I'm saying? I thank you for listening to my side of the playlist, not being afraid, and actually opening up your ears and your hearts and embracing what I put out there. Thank you guys, man. Round of applause for you guys, man. Couldn't do it without you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we need to get the viewers like you from PBS drop. next episode, we're bringing that drop in.
Yeah, no, we definitely. Like I said before, I was like, this is really some drops I need to add on here, man. But during the break, me and Manny was talking about like vacations and all that. And my dog, I want to go to Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. You know, for obvious reasons. Yeah, I may be a gambling man, but you know, I do want to touch the city. You know what I'm saying? Tear the city up. I do want to go out there and see what the city talking about.
Yo, when I went on a cruise in what was it, March or April, we went crazy at the roulette table. We were running it up every night, like right after dinner before we would go to the club, roulette table for an hour and a half every night.
Roulette is the best. That's the most fun.
You and feel alive.
Like, yeah, nah, because the ball be spinning. You really be there, like, yeah.
Yo, because you could bet on black. Then I might even I'll go all in on like odd just to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It was a vibe. Then, I would do it again 100%.
I remember I tried. I thought I had a foolproof system for roulette, and I was betting like. Not the corners, but like, well, no, nah, I was betting corners basically. So I'd go down the whole table betting just corners, boom, 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 putting a dollar on each corner. Right. And I was hitting, you know what I'm saying? So I was up, this is when I was in New Orleans, and this is when I told you I was up like 700.
Right. Yeah, I remember this.
I was like, man, I'm feeling good. You know, I'm building I'm money building, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to build my pocket a little bit, boom. So I get to like 700, I'm feeling all right. So now I'm starting to bet more. So I'm like, I'm betting more. I'm losing a little bit, but I'm like, it's it's cool. Like I initially started with $30.
I'm you up love 700.
Six now. So it's like, who cares if I lose 40, 30, 50? You know what I'm saying? Like I'm still in the game. So I'm over here. I'm losing money each spin. But I'm still like, I still got some. Boom, boom. I'm trying to double down. I'm doubling up the money now because I'm like, all right, well, maybe I could recoup the loss from here. Boy, I think I bet all on like red or some shit. No, I bet, what did I bet? I bet odds. The shit hit double zeros. I was like,
oh my God.
What? Like, nothing. It hadn't hit double zeros the entire time. Double zeros, green. Boy, when I tell you I was defeated, my world came crumbling down.
Well, that was me. So we were on a cruise, and for some reason, like the person like that was rolling the ball or whatever, after like it landed on something, she paid out everybody like we all won, and like. Yo, I remember it was a full table. So it was like me, my two boys, and then like there was like three other people. we all looked at each other as she's paying us out. Like, when she would turn around, we'll look at each other like, yo, did she just? And then this one old dude, it was this one old white dude, he pulled up and got like $500 in chips. And he was like, yeah, I'm spending $500 every night just to see what happens. So he looked and he was like,
right there.
He threw up one of these. And we were like, don't worry. So I was like, you know what? I bet it all on black because it hit like red 5 times in a row. And I'm like, yo, there's no way it's not gonna land on black. Like, why would it land on red 6 times? Bro, so I took everything that she gave me from the winnings. I think it was like maybe like $50 or whatever. And I put it all on black, bro. Did not hit.
Double zeros.
Yeah, I was like, God damn it, bro. And but like my friends that came, they were like, they won. So on the next turn. So I was literally at that table on the next roll. I was the only loser. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, what the fuck did I do to deserve this? Like,
you know where we gotta go? We gotta go to that casino in Yonkers.
Oh, Empire City.
Yeah, my shorty was telling me about that. She was like, I done came up at that one before, just off the slots. So I was like, yeah.
There was one time I went there. It was like I got fired from one of my jobs or something like that. I never got fired before. I quit one of my jobs. And then I went up to a random slot machine when me and my boys walked in. Mm-hmm. And I put in like literally a quarter and I won $150. And then I stopped playing for the rest of the night. I was like, yo. I went up to one random machine, put in a quarter, and fucking won $150.
Like, I'm waiting for a day like that where I just go up to like, I want to go to Atlantic City and put like a dollar in a slot and just push a random button, and then the lights just go off.
That's literally what happened. Like, bro, it was like one of those, like, it was like the small bet machines, and it was like in a corner somewhere, and there was nobody around it. And I was like, you know what? Let me just fucking walk up to this machine. And then that happened. I was like, yo, I think I'm good for the night. I wasn't trying to bet no fucking more.
Nah, that's one can only pray, man. Like, that's the luck. I be needing luck like that. Like,
I needed that one too, because I just quit that job that day. So I was like, you know what? Here we go.
Word. Car note, boom. Let me pay off my Honda Accord. I miss, bro. What year was that? It was like 2014. I was like 19 years old. Just got a brand new car, 2014 Honda Accord. I'm feeling myself. My payments was like $150 a month. I was like, yeah, I could do this. This is reasonable.
That's nothing crazy.
Yeah, crazy. We got it on like a president. You know, Honda always got like a President's Day sale or some shit. Niggas got a Accord, brand new Accord, President's Day sale, base model. I was like, yeah, I'm in the game. I'm feeling myself.
Cloth seats.
Word. Tan cloth seats. Black ice. Air freshener. To christen the whip.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, man. Hey. Well, I say all of that to say, Vegas, here I come. You know what I'm saying? 2023, yeah. I must see Vegas. And I'm going on a cruise too. Like, me and my shorty was talking about it. We definitely want to hit a cruise up.
I definitely want to do another one for sure too.
Yeah, no, I think I might do a little birthday cruise. You're more than welcome to pull up if you'd like. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
I actually want to go to New Orleans again. New Orleans was a fun time, man. I'm not going to lie to you, bro.
I've never been. I gotta go.
New Orleans was a fun ass time, man. Like, when I tell you, next time I go, bro, definitely. You couldn't come this time because I think you couldn't get off from work.
Yeah, I couldn't get those days off. But by this time next year, we'll be in a different situation.
Yeah, nah, for sure. We'll definitely be in a different situation in 2023. Claiming that for all my homies, man. Abundance, prosperity, you know what I'm saying? Riches. Got to claim that for all the homies, man. Niggas is working too hard to be broke.
Exactly. Definitely more traveling in 2023 for sure.
Yeah, nah, traveling, like, I feel like traveling, man, and we'll close with this. It just opens your mind. Like, you travel, you're like, damn, like, I'm so used to seeing Long Island or the Bronx or whatever it is, Westchester, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see a damn, a hot, like, an interstate with, you just see flats, you know what I'm saying, or whatever it is. Like, you can see some new shit. It's like, wow. Like, we went to New Orleans. I came out the airport. I'm seeing palm trees. I'm like, damn, it's actually really nice out here. You know what I'm saying?
When I was in Turks, bro, I was sitting there. I was like, bro, this water is the clearest water. There was dolphins next to the boat following the boat until we got to the beach or whatever. I'm sitting there. I'm like, damn. Then I got wheelchaired out. With a cut on my head. Yeah, so I got wheelchaired out of Turks, and then I got banned from drinking on the Carnival Cruise Line. So,
damn,
life's changing for sure.
My son hit his head on the only rock on the beach, man.
Only rock on the beach. That's another story for another day. I'll save that for the next episode. A little cliffhanger.
But next episode, we're gonna get into that, man.
For sure.
Hey, BAT Sounds Volume 2. I hope y'all enjoyed this. We got another one in the books for y'all. Should we leave him with a song just to end the show, or?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's ride out with one song.
All right, man. Here's the song of the week. Mano, say now, folks.
I don't know what song it is, but it's this one right here.
Facts. We up out of here, y'all. BAT for Sound Volume 2. Until next time, man.